everything. Praise God. We would ask you to stand all around. Afterwards, we will acknowledge all of the pastors and the churches, but we want to hear God. And so at this time, we want you to be attentive. Now, if you get sleepy, you get tired, I'm going to tell you like Bishop used to tell us, stand up, go stand in the back, because it's hard to sleep on your feet.
Well,
amen. And you don't want to miss nothing.
That's right.
That God has to tell you today.
That's it.
Let us receive our prelate bishop of the Third Sunday Fellowship and the pastor of Voices of Victory, Christian Ministry. Amen. My brother, my friend. Amen.
Yes.
Let us begin to pray that God will anoint him, strengthen him, because see, while the preacher's preaching, you should be listening and praying. Amen. That God will bless and that he will touch me. Say, me. The message is for
me.
Let's receive Bishop Willie Moore Jr., Dr. Willie Moore Jr. Senior, as he comes, I'm so used to saying junior because that's the junior over there in our church. Reverend Shropshire is a junior. So I'm so used to saying junior, I apologize. Let us receive him as he comes. And as he's being used by God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord
a praise.
Amen. He's the one who's worthy. Isn't that right? Amen. The Lord God is worthy. And we certainly give him praise. Amen. We're going to move right into the word of the Lord. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We'll come back, I'm sure. Amen. My dear sister, Pastor Stevens, she'll run the protocol. Amen. To you. But we see you. We appreciate you. And we certainly thank God for you. Is that all right? Amen. All right, then. Well, let's get into the word. I'm excited about the word. I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about all that God has done for me, doing for me, and will do for me. If it is for you, praise the Lord. While we're standing, then let's turn our attention, amen, to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, amen, verses 1 through 6, amen, 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 1 through 6, amen. I always keep my Bible with me because, amen, this is more dependable than technology. It has been for a great many years. I never know when anything is going to quit.
That's right.
But I doubt hardly if these pages are going to disappear.
Amen, amen,
praise
amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. But we'll use technology while it's available. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 6, and the scripture read, and Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Verse 2 said, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Verse 4 said, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. And for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Verse 6 said, and the raven
And the raisin.
Brought him bread and flesh. In the morning, and bread and flesh.
That's right.
In the evening.
Yes.
And he drank of the brook. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we love you. We appreciate you. We give you praise and we give you thanks for this wonderful and marvelous day that you've given unto us. A day filled with benefits. I pray now, Lord God, everything that's been said and done thus far has been pleasing to you.
Yes, sir.
I now ask you for the strength and the humility to impart your word unto your people.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that they will hear and that they will receive it with gladness. And having received it, that they act upon it and do all that you have commanded of them. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
We pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. If you would, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the ravens are coming.
The ravens are coming.
Now, in case that one didn't believe you, turn to the other neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
the ravens.
The ravens.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes.
Amen. I want to share some insight briefly, amen, about the blessing received through the obedience of God's word. Through the obedience of God's word. Amen. So it is my intent, as always, with the help of the Holy Ghost, to drive home the fact, amen, that the Lord will rebuke the devourer for our sake.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Amen. As faithful pastors, leaders, and believers, my God, we have been very given of our time, have we not?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Given of our energy and our resources, have we not?
Yes.
Amen. And we have been obedient to the word of God. Amen. And yet the devil himself, he's relentless.
Relentless.
Amen. In his pursuit. Amen. Trying to take our stuff. Isn't that right? Amen. Trying to take our ministries. Amen. Trying to take our churches. Isn't that right? Trying to take our finances. Trying to take our families. Isn't that right? Amen. But I stop by to tell you that God, amen, he will flip the script. Anybody believe that? He will flip. Amen. Whatever the devil is trying to do. I wish I had a brain too. Amen. Because everything must obey God. Everything must obey God. Can I get a witness? Amen. What the devil meant for you, God will make it good. Oh, I wish I had a brain too. Amen. We must stand on his promises. And we must keep pressing forward. No matter how things look, we must press forward in faith. Isn't that right? In fact, the Bible teaches us that we must go from faith to faith. Lord, help me today. And so as I was meditating on the word of God, amen, the Lord brought me these passages of scriptures to my remembrance. Amen. And in doing so, he showed me by his word what it means to rebuke the devourer. Amen. Perhaps this message isn't for you. Amen. But I can always use it myself. Why? Because it keeps me encouraged and running strong in this race. Oh, yeah, the word does something for me. And it does something to me. It keeps me strong, stern, and starched. Amen. In the ways of God, I have no mind to quit, no mind to relent, no mind to give up, because God's word, like the Bible said, let every man be alike, but let God's word. So then, in the end of 17th chapter, 1 Kings, it's not my intent to bore you or hold you long, but we find four miracles involving Elijah. Amen. But our focus today is primarily on the second miracle. Amen. Because it is here that we will understand the subject of our text. The ravens are coming. Watch this now. Amen. Because of sin and the wickedness of Ahab. Amen. The Lord sent Elijah, who was obedient. Somebody say obedient. See, his blessings come through
obedience.
There you go. You got it. It ain't going to take me long now. And so he sent him, amen, to tell the king that there would not be rain. Which is the first miracle of this chapter, for 3 1/2 years, as confirmed by Luke chapter 4, verse 25, which declared, but I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias or Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. Even in James, if I may call on him, James 5:17, it declared that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Isn't that right? And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And the Bible said that it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. I got a feeling that you ought to believe at least one of the three. Amen. Since we are testifying of the same thing. Can I get a witness in here? Now, I can only imagine that this was not good news to the king. And he probably didn't believe it until things started to dry up. Anybody ever been in that situation? You have heard the word of God. You have been prophesied the word of God, but you really didn't pay it no mind until things started happening. Isn't that right? When things started drying up, you begin to take notes. When things begin to be raggedy, you begin to take notes. I believe Ahab was all right. Amen. Perhaps the first, second, or third month. But you can't go into no drought for 3 1/2 years and not get excited. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. I stopped by to tell you, my friend. Amen. There are consequences to fulfill prophecies. Amen. As resulted in Elijah's life, because then it caused him to flee. Isn't that right? Because everybody want to accept the truth for whatever reason. Everybody will not accept the truth. Amen. And because he spoke the truth, he find himself in hiding. Lord God, have mercy. And so I want to say to the preachers, the ministry, the fivefold ministries, this is why it is so important for us to continue to preach and teach. Amen. The unadulterated word of God. Amen. Despite the consequences in this kind of life. Amen. I don't care if they leave or they stay. Preach the word. Amen. If they give or don't give. Amen. Preach the uncensored word of God. Am I right about it? If they do or don't do. Amen. Preach the unexpurgated word of God. Isn't that right? There may be consequences, but none that God can deliver you out of. Lord, have mercy. That's a praise break right there. God. My God. And then so God steps in, and he always backs his ministers with his word and his power. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He always stand with you. Amen. As you preach and teach his word. Your back. Tell your neighbor. God got my back. My God. And so he orders Elijah to hide himself by a brook. You know, sometimes we have to go into hiding. Not because we really want to. But God said just can I get a witness? Amen. It has nothing to do with our character, It has nothing to do with our courage. But God hid him. Said, go hide yourself by a brook. which is a small river. And while you're there, I want you to drink and stay there until further notice. Isn't it good to be obedient to do what God has instructed you to do? Amen. Well, amen, that took care of Elijah's water problem. Yes. And he said, and while you're there, the Lord says, I have commanded. That's the second miracle. He said, I have commanded, my God, the ravens to feed you while you're there. My God, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. I stopped by to tell you, amen, that the ravens are coming. And they're bringing you what you need. They're bringing you back your stuff. You're not going to win. So if it doesn't come, like you expected to come. If it doesn't roll up in a Bentley. If it doesn't roll up in a Lexus. And then if it come in the old Dodge coast. You are sick. But God. I'm going to tell you the raiding. They are coming. They're going to bring you. And so then, my friend, to fully understand this miracle, watch this. We must understand the raven and its nature. Can I get a witness? The ravens, amen. Are omnivorous. In other words, they eat meat and they eat plants. Isn't that right? They themselves are devours. Amen. Living a day, they don't care much about how aware they get their food. Can I get a witness of you? I stopped out to tell you they are still, they are killed, and they are fighting among themselves to take what they want. And so it is their nature. It is the nature of their character and designed and created by God. So I'm not mad at them. Y'all feel the Holy Ghost in here. And so to bring about this miracle, to have the ravens feed Elijah, I believe that God had to do two things. First of all, he had to get the ravens' attention. After all, he is their creator. Isn't that right? And then he had to command them to do what is against their nature to do. Amen. Glory to God. And that is to bring their food to a human being. My God. Perhaps you ain't never seen no raven in your life. Yes. Amen. When you got a pack of them, they call them murderers. Can I get a witness? Amen. They're all for themselves. And they are not about to bring you no food. Amen. The wings are. God's word will alter the course of nature. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, listen. I can imagine in my mind's eye, amen, that the ravens' confusion must have been staggering. My God, you want me to do what? Woo, my God, in all of my flying years. All of my hunting, pecking, picking up roadkill. My God. And now you want me to do that which is not natural. To take my food and feed somebody else. Don't tell me what God's word won't do. Tell your neighbor, the ravens, they are coming. Can I get a witness in here? They're going to bring you your stuff. They're going to My God, my God. Oh, I can only imagine in my mind's eye. You want me to do what? Amen. But the power of God was upon me. Isn't that right? Amen. They now had to do something that was totally out of their character and their created instinct. Isn't that right? They had to deliver to the man of God their bread and their meat. My God, what a miracle. Don't you know that God will intervene and do the same for us? Oh, yes, he will. He'll do the same for us. Amen. Some of us have been robbed. Some of us have been torn. Some of us have been cheated by the devourer. Isn't that right? Amen. We have had folks to take things from us. We have had folks who have stolen from us, cheated us, and lied to us just to get what they want. Am I right about it? Amen. Folks have fought us and broken our relationship. Amen. With us. Because of our faith and commitment to God. I wish I had a praise today. Amen. Folks have called us, amen, to hate and to despise us out of their own jealousy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But I stopped by to tell you that the Lord will get their attention. Will get their attention. And when he does, he will bend their will to obey his will, as he did with the ravens, and caused them to feed the man of God. You may be stubborn if you want to, but God will bend. You bend your will and make you do what he wants you to do. If you don't believe me, ask Jonah. God has to bend. Woo, my God. He didn't want to do it. He had his own presupposition. But he had to do what God said. So if you don't want to do it straight up, I'll take you around the bend. And when I've done with you will do what I let you do. My God. The ravens. They're flying up in here. They're bringing back some stuff. They're bringing back what's been taken from you. Can I get a witness in here? My God, my God. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
But I stopped by to tell you, amen, that God would get their attention. Yes, he will. Amen, glory to God. Folks may not want to obey or do what is right, but God will. He will cause them to bring back your stuff. Anybody ever brought back your stuff? Amen, they may not want to do it, but God will command them to do so. He will cause them to bring back what they have stolen from you. He'll cause them to bring back what they have cheated out of you. Those things that they have lied for. They may not want to do it, but God will cause them to ask for forgiveness. And to mend broken relationships. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They may not want to do it. My God, my God. They may not want to do it. But God will command them to. Amen. He'll call others to turn towards you and to love you and accept you for who you are. Good God Almighty. When you see the ravens coming, don't worry about their outward appearance. Don't worry about what they might have gotten into. Don't worry about whether they've been carrying roadkill. You just received your stuff. Can I get a witness? I feel a breakthrough in you. Amen. When you have been doing what is right, But folks keep mistreating you. Folks keep battering you. Hey man, you are feeling hot. Like Elijah, to avoid the hurt and the discomfort. Yes. Isn't that right? Yes. Oh, but the ravens are coming. Hey, amen. They are coming to bring you your stuff. Yes. They are coming to supply and resupply your needs. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They may not want to do it now, but the power commanded them to do so. Oh, my God, my God. He declared in his word in Malachi 3:11. He said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. When I speak, they must obey. Can I get a witness? Because they are mine. And I am their creator. Isn't that right? And he shall not destroy the fruit of your grounds, neither shall your wine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Oh, what a mighty word, mighty word. The ravens, they are coming. God will rebuke and command the devourer to loose and return your stuff. Anybody got in the stuff that needs to be returned? Anybody got in the thing that they need? You need to give God praise and you need to wave them on in. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Bring me what I need. My God. He's that kind of God. Can I get a witness in here? He's that kind of God. My God. Look, I need to get out of here. But I just need to let you know that he'll command every demon of hell to cease and desist from trying to take your stuff. And he'll store it up. I don't care if the women are both ready. God. No ravens may have had something else in mind on that day. But they go, you want me to do what? Take my book and send it to a man, a stranger whom I don't know. I said, yes. See? The ravens. Things and your stuff until God tells you to move out. Can I get a witness? And when he moves you out, I don't care where he directs you, you will never be like him. Can I get a witness? In fact, you will leave from where you are and go someplace else and be a blessing. You don't believe me? Read all of chapter 17. And you'll see the widow who had a little oil. Amen. Glory to God. All she wanted to do was fix her last meal. Amen. Have the last supper. Amen. But the man of God, who was fed by rain, proclaimed a blessing upon her. And to this day, if she was living, she still got oil and flour. Now that was enough. He raised us from the dead. Can I get a witness? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Do you believe it now? Do you believe that the rain are coming? Ain't God good? Bringing me back my stuff, bringing me what I need. Oh God, that's a praise break right there. But I'm done. I'm done. You may miss it, but I'm done.
Hallelujah!
Every time I come,
hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you.
They're coming.
In your master's name.
Yes.
In your master's name.
Yes.